This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Matt Nesto. Just about 40 minutes from now, the Labor Department will reveal its latest reading on the jobs market. The closely watched barometer is expected to show hiring slowed in March to about 250,000. That would be down from the 295,000 pace posted the month before. The unemployment rate, meanwhile, is forecast to stay put at 5.5%. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
What a long, strange winter it's been, at least for economic data. Terrible weather, port strikes, plummeting oil prices, and a soaring dollar, not to mention tumult overseas. Still, with all that, job creation's been consistent and strong. The unemployment rate has steadily come down, says Mark Hamrick at Bankrate.com. But
this isn't your father's or mother's 5.5% unemployment rate, because there are a lot of stress factors still being seen around the edges.
Stress factors like unprecedented long-term unemployment, plus people stuck in part-time jobs because they can't find full-time ones. And paychecks aren't improving much, says economist Jesse Rothstein at UC Berkeley.
If the labor market is as tight as the unemployment rate suggests, then we should be starting to see employers bidding up wages in order to attract workers. So far, we really haven't seen that. Wages have been pretty flat.
Still, Rothstein says plans by McDonald's, Walmart, and other retailers to boost minimum pay are a hopeful sign. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.